Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5 brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. I want to start this by saying this. If being a good dad is a crime, I want to be public enemy number one, okay? Flying to Cancun is one of the most dangerous things in the world that you can possibly do. And everybody out there wants, these young girls to go by themselves? Okay.
You ever seen Taken?
Yeah. Ever seen it?
Taken 4.
Ever seen it?
That didn't happen in Mexico.
And Taken 4 did.
Happened in Eastern Europe.
No, Taken 4.
None of them happened in Mexico.
It was in Cancun.
Taken it was four. Not.
No. Taken on 1 was like... It was on the flight.
It was not on the flight.
Yeah. Taken 2, I think, was in Japan, because I saw those businessmen.
Wasn't in Japan either.
I think the girls at the end of Taken 1 were the... I think they were in Japan when the businessmen were bidding on the girls.
No, that was on a boat, and it wasn't in Japan. That was Taken 1.
Was that the same Taken? They were just Japanese.
That was original Taken, and they were on a boat, and they weren't in Japan.
Mm.
And then what happened with those other two girls in Requiem for a Dream with the Japanese businessmen?
That wasn't in Mexico either, was it?
That was in Mexico.
But what happened was unfortunate in that one.
Yeah.
How often do Japanese businessmen bid on women in Mexico?
Apparently, I've seen it in like
a lot of movies.
I've seen Japanese businessmen doing things in a couple different movies.
Yep. So let's just get that straight.
What's that in reference to, by the way?
Nothing. I just want everybody to know if being a good dad is a crime.
But so does that mean you went?
Huh? No. I've taken my kids to places before. And I made sure I was there with them.
Are you an elected official?
No, I'm not an elected official, but I'm a good dad, and that's what good dads do. That's what good dads do.
And you immediately fly back while they're still in Cancun?
Do you when you're in the...
Yes, I'll fly right back.
You left your kids in Cancun by themselves?
I said I was a good dad.
Okay.
All right? Listen.
He doesn't want to be a great dad.
So let's be clear. The flight to Cancun was the most dangerous part.
The most dangerous thing in the world is getting on a plane. Okay. What if there were snakes on that plane? Then what?
Well, okay. Sure. If there were snakes, sure.
I watched that other Netflix show that I bet Dell's watched too that's, I don't know what language it's in, but they realize, oh my God, as soon as the sun comes out, you die.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, so they've got to get in a plane and fly around the country and stay in the dark the whole
country,
time.
Not the country, the world.
The world, I mean. They got to fly around the world to stay ahead of the sun so the sun doesn't come out and fry you into oblivion.
So, but wait a minute. But isn't everything fried already? Because
But apparently there's still some. It just kills people. It still leaves fuel sources.
Yeah,
oh, it does.
Not really. Actually, your fuel source has to be below ground.
Yeah.
Oh, but is everything else just burnt to a crisp?
It's not
or
really burned.
With icicles off.
It's not really burned. It what it does is it makes like it changes the properties of things. So now your apple that you're going to eat, if it was above ground, it's not. It'll disintegrate. It's not anything that can help you. It's poison. Yeah. I mean, it's not even a movie. It's a series in like Russian or something.
Oh. Yeah.
or whatever.
So, you see? Now, would you let your daughter do that alone? Try and beat the sun all day?
No,
you do that. You bring your kids.
But you're on the initial flight and then you fly back and then let her beat the sun by herself.
No, she,
even though you're disintegrating, it's still better than what they had to deal with on that plane.
Yeah. No, anytime she has to get on a plane, okay, you don't let your
yeah, you do it alone. You know what? I'm speaking from a place of ignorance because I don't have two daughters. You do, so you would be able to speak to it more. So you would know.
Relate.
Yeah, I can't. Feel like if Cancun is so dangerous, maybe you bring your children back because that's why you're flying to make sure they get settled. I don't know.
Nope. You drop them off, okay? Get back. Because you were worried about Texas this whole time.
Sure.
That's what happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So anyway, we're back. I don't know if you heard.
Speaking of.
I don't know if you heard, but we're back. The other shows got on yesterday. We weren't able to get on yesterday, so we apologize, and we apologize that we haven't been here for you all this time. I know that we were your source that you were going to look to for all of the electricity needs, all your... I mean, immediately, you were going to go to your car, plug in. Let's find out what John Lance and Dell think about water and electricity shortage.
It's so cold. Let's go, kids. Let's go warm up in the car. Let's see where Deshaun's headed. Let's see if there's some more discussion about Jack Easterby. I don't know what's been said previously, but I'm sure there's new information about a groundskeeper who was fired. We need to get in the car. Get in the car so John and Lance and Dell can see if Astro signed a relief pitcher.
Yeah, no, where you, hey, any emergency, who do you go to? This show, immediately.
One of Wendy's stations?
Well, yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I mean, well, but if you want to be entertained.
Right. Right.
I mean, who would have?
I didn't have power. I don't even know what happened.
Would
honestly,
Wendy have led the newscast? With
no. Dad? Probably Ted not Bruce the way Ted? You, not the attack you had, not the approach you had. Probably not.
No.
You'd have been professional.
I don't think so. What do you, that wasn't professional? The mics were turned on?
No,
and
it's entertaining.
I spoke into the mic.
We're not trying to be professional.
Once.
We're trying to be entertaining.
I think the measure of how professional you are is if you burp into the mic. AJ.
Oh. That's not good. That's worse than
no. He does that on purpose.
That's worse than getting across a bridge.
Do we know the why he approaches that?
I don't know
that way.
I don't know what his approach is.
Is that in the radio handbook?
I don't think it is. I don't
get a handbook.
I don't think Edward Murrow ever
hit the brakes on time, play the hits, and burp into the mic.
Burp into the mic.
It's in there.
Don't you remember that meeting we had?
I remember a meeting. I remember stay away from politics. That's not good for anyone.
No, see, and what did we do?
Well, you ignored that. Well,
that's
you didn't make,
what we were talking
you
about
make
was
a,
flights.
You didn't make a political thing.
Not
you talked
one
about
political statement.
You talked about being a great parent.
That's it.
But parenting. I don't remember.
Is parenting off limits now?
I don't think so. I just don't remember the meeting consisting of bodily functions into the microphone.
No, I don't remember that part.
Can we get a fart mic too?
Farting is gross. Burping, apparently that's good radio.
Ah. Well,
I don't know. That's all I've heard.
You don't
That's
know. Maybe he's a radio genius. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. He is. And maybe he's way ahead of his time. Anyway, so we are here. We missed a lot of stuff. Well, not really.
I don't know. I didn't have
the
internet.
The Rockets just keep losing.
I didn't have internet or power, so I don't know anything that happened. I know we had a freeze. I was part of it.
Yeah.
I know we didn't have water. I know we didn't have heater. I saw how bad it was for some people. Did you see the picture with the icicles coming out of a toilet? Like, whew, that's how do you get colder inside than outside?
Well, how do you know it might have been even worse out there? It had to be
further north of us.
Yeah.
Although we were in the teens. I can tell you this. Now, I spent time in the car charging cell phones and stuff like that. But one thing I learned is I need to have things downloaded from Netflix and Hulu and
yes.
Prime. I need to already have it downloaded on the iPad in case something happens again where I don't have cell signal.
In case you have an Arctic blast.
I also learned this. Cell service inside my neighborhood, when the power goes out, no good. Drive across Richmond towards Westheimer, all of a sudden, way better cell service. Now, why sell? And as soon as the power went back on, which was once for 4 hours, and then once it came back on full time, but once it came back on, cell service okay. Yeah. I'm like, shouldn't this be independent?
You're closer to New York. That's why, though.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, closer to New York.
That's what it is. I would never want to live in the Wild West.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a frontiersman.
No. And did you fill up pots with water
uh-huh.
from the rain? I felt like Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, out of the. Now I know I actually could survive on a loan.
Yeah.
I mean, he was minus 33, but.
You think you could survive on a loan?
Yeah, because you filled up pots with water.
I don't think I would be the last guy, one out. Oh, I also boiled water.
Do you think you could take into account everything you need all the time to survive from the guy who set his alarm to PM instead of AM?
Listen. Who just walked in?
Listen, it's different.
You think you could take the precautions needed to survive out there?
Listen, I've watched a week. he set his alarm to 6 p.m.
I've watched a lot of alone television, and one thing I could do is boil. If I got water, they have to boil it. Like, I could boil it on a gas stove or whatever. I could get it boiling, and then I'd have drinking water. I could probably catch a fish. Kill a muskox with a knife by hand like Roland Welker did. I don't want to build my own. I could do alone in my own house. Like, I don't want to have to go somewhere. I don't want to build my own house like they do on a loan where I have to cut logs. And I don't want to do that part of a loan. I just want to do the loan where I stay in my house under a blanket. And my kids aren't there.
Yeah.
Fussing and yelling. So that's like, hey, look at me. I'm alone now.
Oh, finally. That's what you want. That's why you
that's
want to be
the alone part.
That's the good part.
Yeah.
That's the good part of alone.
Keep the dog with me.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
What did we miss? We missed Carson Wentz.
Another Rockets loss. Well, four losses.
We missed a lot of Rockets losses.
Yeah, well, there's seven in a row now. So without Christian Wood, this is really not. I don't think it's as good a team.
LeBron got in trouble for flopping when really he was almost murdered on the court. We saw that.
Well, Carson Wentz got traded.
Carson Wentz got traded in the division, which could be a good thing.
Well, and let's do it on the other side. I want to know on the other side. We got to rank the quarterbacks.
Although it is interesting, we'll talk about what Carson Wentz went for, and he has money owed and all this stuff. And I don't think Stafford's deal or Wentz's deal have anything to do with Deshaun Watson. But what I'm saying is, there is a wide every single quarterback. No quarterback deal sets the market for another one right now.
No
trade.
Well, and it's because this is way, way, way different anyway. This is a really good quarterback that people want versus Carson Wentz. That was a money dump.
Everyone is trying so hard on social media to make this some type of, Deshaun, please let him. Like, he's been taken. It's like he's being held somewhere and Japanese businessmen are looking at him while he's drugged out and having to dance on a pole. Like, guys, Deshaun has not been taken. It's like, it's just unfair that Carson Wentz gets out. Like, Carson Wentz, he sucked last year.
How are y'all
acting like this is the same thing?
I was on ESPN with Fitz in Spain last week, and they were like, dude, you got to let him go. And I was like, what? Why? No, he's got to go. He can't stay there anymore. Screw that. He's got 5 years left on his deal. No, he's staying. That's all.
Sarah Spain, especially. It's she's taking care of a puppy.
All right, 712 ESPN 97.5. We'll talk about the quarterback situation in the division on the other side.
I was listening the day that you were going to be on, and it was like listening to them at the beginning. Well, first of all, they led with the strength coach from.
Oh, yeah, of course.
From that didn't last long either. We'll get to that at some point today. 712 here. So, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I was in that Traverse, and I was, preheated the car. I got. The kind, this just comes standard. I didn't have to get a special package at all. It's got the remote control with a key fob where you pre-start the car and it'll, blast the hot air and it warms up a seat for you. And after about 7 minutes, you get in. That's a convenience for me that I love during the summer when it's really, really hot. And I usually don't worry too much about it in the winter, but I'll pre-heat it anyway. This became a necessary thing in getting ice off the car the other day. And that's just one of the many, there's just so many features right now for these brand new vehicles that are in stock from GMC. So many features that come standard. And there are things that from driver assistance to obviously the preheating thing has been on there for a while, but there's so many different new features that you really have to check out. You want your own Wi-Fi hotspot in your vehicle. They've got that for you as well. Make sure that you go to the website and go find something that you really love and find out more about it online. Maybe start the process of shopping for price, checking on your trade-in value at LanceZCars.com. And when you're ready to make that trip, you can certainly head on out to Angleton and stop at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, or if need be, they'll even bring the vehicle right to you. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 717 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. I know a lot of you still aren't on the road yet, but those of you that are, if you want to come in, say hello. We haven't been around for a while. We apologize for that technical difficulty.
Kind of interesting to see who I was listening today.
Yeah, yeah.
By name, I want to know. I want to know everyone personally.
Yeah, just call us and say, "Hey,
kind of get to know
it's
you."
It's Tommy.
You
I'm
see,
listening.
Beto is like calling people into. Hey, everybody, it's Beto. Like, hey, Beto, how'd you get this number? Remember all those texts? Oh yeah, I mean, I got a lot of texts from people who knew you. Did you ever get any of those texts?
No.
It was like a Beto text fest all over the.
Beto
State.
O'Rourke, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not now, Beto Davis.
See, well, did you see his latest quote?
I didn't see his latest quote. Oh. I just know he calling people like, do you need anything? And I would be like, I mean.
His latest quote is, all right, I know y'all are asking me about Ted Cruz. That MF-er is the worst. That was his quote.
I thought I was going to get something more like
no. That M.
You know
no,
what?
He dropped. He didn't say M. He said the word.
I thought he was going to say.
Like, whoa, Beto getting raw.
It's a little different on Twitter. Twitter's allowed people to just like branch. I noticed that you can pretty much say anything. I keep it. NFL doesn't like for us to just say anything.
Yeah.
Like any when I say anything, like just any old blast cuss words.
Right.
But I have noticed with a lot of different politicians now, it's like. You can just really, you know, Twitter's different.
I'll play it for you. It is. It's kind of funny. 719 ESPN 97.5.
I thought it was literally going to say, look, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on the state and the people in the state trying to take care of people.
No.
I thought that's what you're going to say.
And he says, I'm like, yeah, I know. We lost to him.
Oh,
but
you know what we didn't cover? James, it happened late last week, but James apologized for how everything went down. He never meant for it to get this messy. He just kind of had to do what he did mean for it to.
He did apologize for the drama.
Yeah.
For the drama.
Yeah.
He didn't like the drama. He didn't think that the drama was. He wishes.
Well, he
now,
did.
When asked,
now he
would,
did the
you,
drama.
Would you do it again? He said, yeah, I'd do it again. Well, what about that whole apology thing? If you feel sorry for it, then you don't. If you feel sorry for something, isn't that an indication that you wouldn't want to do it again?
Yeah.
You're right? That you would do something different, that you would do it differently?
Isn't remorse the same as regret?
Yeah, wouldn't you? Honestly, I would.
He's
a
not.
Lot of things I'm sorry for.
Do you know
for.
What he's sorry you know for? I'm sorry that I took the heat in the city of Houston where I want to keep hanging out and that people in Houston. I'm sorry people in Houston are mad at me.
I'm sorry they're mad at me and might not go to my restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Think about that angle.
Yeah, right. So if you could stop being mad.
Ooh,
at me.
Yeah.
And go
I knew there was an, like,
spend money.
What's his, I knew, my fish figured his angle was just like, he didn't want people in Houston when he's out and about just to mess with them.
Yeah.
But you're right. A lot of that probably has to do with, I know he's not actually sorry.
Okay, I'm looking at ESPN, Get Up, and they had a picture of Trevor Lawrence, and it said not a lot.
I told people this was coming. At some point,
it's so dumb.
The national media, it's just as predictable. And when I say national media, NFL Network may come up with this kind of stuff, too. They're going to have to say, look, is there any way we can create a narrative that maybe it's not Trevor Lawrence so we can get some conversation? Is there anything now with the shoulder that makes – and I heard some national – when I was driving around trying to stay warm, I did hear – I think it was on Fox Sports where somebody tried – I'm not saying he's not – I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is not going well, but what I am saying – is that now, I don't know, you know, maybe this non-throwing shoulder, where he should be back in August, maybe this opens the door for some conversations. I don't know. I think he's still probably a lock to go. But if you're Jacksonville, do you consider trading for Deshaun Watson? I mean, do you consider maybe, hey, this might, you know, who knows what we're getting now? I'm like, this is the hardest trying that I was like, ever. Oh, try hard. Keep going. You might be able to pull this off.
There's no chance they can pull that off.
No.
So now the division is, okay, rank the quarterbacks in the division.
Okay.
Tannehill, Wentz, Trevor Lawrence, and we don't know.
Well, and Deshaun.
Right now.
Oh, it's Deshaun, Lawrence, Tannehill. No. Yeah, and Wentz. Now I'm going to say this is a very fluid list based on if Wentz can get his confidence back and if Frank Wright can fix him. Now, they got a good offensive line, so he's going to be protected. Actually, they've got to get a new left tackle because Anthony Costanzo
retired. But I think you're selling Tannehill a little bit short. Trevor Lawrence ain't walking in and being Tannehill had some numbers. Remember, we've gone over Tannehill's numbers, and they were pretty impressive.
Tannehill's fine. I think Tannehill has some pretty good weapons around him. A tight end, at wide receiver, at running back, obviously. So I think he can now. Who's the best? Yeah, okay. Whose output is going to be the best? I would say Tannehill better than Trevor Lawrence right off the bat.
Trevor Lawrence.
I think Trevor's the better quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence probably will have the worst output of the four.
Well, based on everything around him, yeah.
And you also haven't really contemplated what if once they go in and, you know, clean up his arm or shoulder, we find out he has shoulder herpes. Then that Fox Sports guy may be right on the money about what Jacksonville.
It's called a torn labrum.
Then we find out
in a separated shoulder.
The Fox Sports guy is right on the money, and Jacksonville may be thinking about, can we really draft the guy with shoulder herpes? That's never going away.
Shoulder herpes?
Oh,
that's not a real thing.
I'm not sure about that because we've seen it.
Not an actual thing.
We've seen it.
We've seen how it's still distressing you. It's forever.
It's forever. It doesn't go away. It's shoulder herpes.
Are you playing golf?
Yeah.
Would you play golf today?
Would you if it was warm?
Really?
Okay, we'll go next week. It's going to be 70.
It's supposed to rain.
No, it's not. No, it isn't.
No. 70 Tuesday. You're going to come with us? Let's go.
Let's check and see.
Since you seem to be okay.
Let's go.
Hey, okay. Let's play some golf next week.
Let's go.
Lance?
Let's go, Lance.
I got drafted, dude.
Okay.
Look at this.
That's not a full swing.
You do a golf swing.
That's not a putt-putt swing.
That's shoulder. That's shoulder herpes. And what if Trevor Lawrence has it?
See, that's what if he those are the
from
things.
Lance? Well, was Lance anywhere near Trevor Lawrence?
Did you go to his workout? Did you give him the shoulder herpes?
Somebody asked me, and this is serious. Okay, so I gave what I think it had dawned on me. I gave a serious answer. They said, what did Trevor Lawrence, Cole Kubelik asked me this from SEC Network. What did he have to gain by even having a pro day? And I thought about it because there's really nothing to gain. In one sense, it's just a flex for him to show, just a reminder how much better, but it's not something he needed. There's nothing that's going to change. The serious answer is after the shoulder injury information came out, he probably just wants to show, look, this is not an impact on my throw, even with this injury. Look how it has no impact on my throwing. That's probably the real answer. But my second answer was, you know, and you'd know this from football, I mean from television, I kind of felt like it was just a lot of getting B-roll footage. I felt like Trevor Lawrence is out there getting some B-roll footage just for whenever they are going to start doing his commercials. It felt like, you know, because I could see the commercial in my head. Here's high school footage. Here's national championship footage. Here's his pro day workout where he's throwing. And here's Trevor Lawrence in his Jacksonville Jaguar uniform. Mm-hmm. And then he drinks the Gatorade. And it talks about the journey or something like that. I felt like they're basically just picking up B-roll footage for a commercial that he could do down the road. I mean, because it's not – his pro day isn't going to change anything.
No.
It's not going to change anything.
Well
– why even throw? Well, I like the fact that we keep things going. Like,
okay, has
we have enough of this quitting on, I'm not doing anything.
Has the obvious done number one ever just not done it?
No, and that's just it. We now are having basketball opt-outs. So I knew this is now infiltrating all of sports. Basketball opt-outs are now a thing. It has nothing to do with COVID. Just bad. Because to think college kids care en masse about COVID is obviously hypocritical now. We hear, I've decided to opt out, you know, the health concerns. Like, y'all have parties all the freaking time. Mm-hmm. Your entire, like, come on, please. So, now it's basketball opt-outs. And this will be a thing moving forward. This is not going to be just COVID-related. People are going to opt out. Well, there's concerns that now you're going to have, like, Najee Harris won't run. Used to be you knew a guy. It was rare. Like Laquan Treadwell, I think he eventually ended up running and ran in a 4.57. But that was the big concern, is that he couldn't run. Sure enough, he can't. And that's why he's not an NFL wide receiver. Like, he can't get open. Najee Harris, I heard, is going to run in a 4.7s.
Really?
But that's what he ran in high school, like 4.7, 4.8. But that he's not going to run, that his plan was not to run. You know, pull up a little, if you need to pull up with something, he can. Or I guess nowadays, just say, nah, I'm not going to.
Well, I wouldn't.
I think Etienne is going to get drafted ahead of Najee Harris. But the thing with Najee Harris is, do you know he's never had a run longer than 42 yards ever in college?
I don't care. He's good. He's a good running back.
Yeah, I think but it does speak to the fact that as when the game gets faster in the NFL, he may be a little bit more of just a grinder. And, you know, a guy who can get away from a tackle, it turns into a big run. You can't call him, like, you know, I've heard people say, he's a lot like Derrick Henry, except Derrick Henry has true home run speed. He just needs to get going downhill. Yeah. And once he does, you're not catching him.
Yeah.
Najee Harris, you will walk him down and catch him. But I don't like the idea of guys just not working out and doing, like, it's part of the, we have to do things for interviews for jobs. It's part of the job interview process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It really is.
All right. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here to talk to us? You're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. Anything. We're back. We apologize that we weren't here before. We tried our best, and now we're back, and we are, you know what, now a vital part of the community. Okay. We're our essential workers now. As opposed to before, we weren't really essential. But now, knowing that Trevor Lawrence threw, you really had to have that. You really did have that.
That's right.
I want to talk about the Wentz trade on the other side, and the, you know, the repercussions for both those teams and for the division. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Time for me to tell you about Texas Custom Patios. Obviously, I didn't spend a lot of time on my patio during this amazing winter break we're having. But I did last night. As a matter of fact, I went out, and once we got the ice and the snow and all that stuff, once I got it cleared out of my fire pit, turned the fire pit on, and me and my daughter were out there by the fire pit just sitting there and letting our hands get a little warm and kind of enjoying it. Now it was a little windy, so it was blowing all over the place. I'm like, don't get your face burned off, Marty. But it's just an example of once that weather, in about 2 days, it's going to be great to be back on the patio. And we will, and I'm going to, you know, I'll blow it off, and I'll probably pressure wash it and get it ready to go again. And we'll be back out there on the patio enjoying ourselves with dinners, the kids watching shows, dinners, me out there watching draft prospects or watching a basketball game, whatever the case may be, with a drink in my hand. It's a chance for you to really enjoy yourself, enjoy your time with your family, have your own place to get away, invite people over and do dinners over there, barbecues. The patios are totally accessible to it. Something, if you think that you can't have a patio, you absolutely can. You just need to look into it with them, find out your budget, and get with Texas Custom Patios. TexasCustomPatios.com, TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Whoa. Did you hear that? Okay, good. That was Beto. That effer is the
worst. That wasn't Beto. They didn't hear it.
No, it was Beto. It's on the interweb on this thing called Twitter, and it's getting a lot of views. It's getting that she just drops it. Yeah, and though we didn't beat Ted Cruz, that effer is the worst.
Who is who's on the line? Doctor Who?
Doctor Funyan.
Doctor Funyan.
Doctor Funyan.
Oh yeah, Remember? Wasn't like last week where he's the one that sounded, is he the one that sounded like, it puts a lotion on its skin, it does this whenever it's
cool. Was that, it, oh, it was, I wasn't here last week.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here. Oh, you weren't here for Freaky Deaky's battle against Holly.
Oh, what?
Oh,
Freaky
yeah.
Freaky Deaky and Holly went at it?
Mm-hmm. It was pretty epic.
Yeah, well, we've always had one side of the side chick day. I decided to add a counter viewpoint to the whole side chick, main chick debate.
Oh, so it was a side chick, main chick thing?
Well, Holly was representing the side chicks in terms of what they're actually looking for as opposed to what Freaky Deaky thinks the side chick is worth and what they should get. It was a bit of a back and forth.
So yeah. It's value? Carson Wentz versus Deshaun Watson thing?
No, they were on... yeah, actually, kind of.
Freaky Deaky would say his side chicks are of the good value variety, like the stuff you'd buy, the off-brand stuff at Walmart, or great value, whatever it's called.
And then she said, you just got a bunch of fives.
Yeah, that's because the way you're going about things, it means you're collecting fives.
Oh, you mean you're just looking out, because only fives are eating McDonald's.
Yeah, he said, I'll get you the value meal.
And then I got news for you. Once she said something, he heard that, he realized, oh, I got some bad news for you. Your friends are a bunch of hoes. So... It was a pretty good battle. You missed a pretty good battle on Freaky Deaky Side Chick Day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's, it was right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he called in on Friday.
I don't know if the side chicks
But Holly called in at the same time?
Well, I told her to call in to make
a differing
viewpoint.
Freaky Deaky had his own monologue, as he always does. Yeah. And then Holly came in afterwards, and there was a little back and forth.
Oh.
It was a little back and forth.
Well, your friends are hoes.
Was one of the things he realized. He started laughing. He goes, okay, I got news for you.
And Tolly responded, well, if the girls you're with know you have a main girl and they're still with you, they're hoes too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they hoes.
Yeah, so that's the back and forth.
Well, and I think Freaky will readily admit that they're hoes, and they know they're hoes, right?
No. No, he said there's a hierarchy. See, you should have been here. You missed all this. You were busy in Cabo.
It wasn't Cabo.
Was it Mexico?
No, it was Mexico.
Tulum? Where'd you go?
I took my daughter down.
Listen, Ted.
Okay. Ted.
Okay.
I had to take
my daughter down, but I...
Ted! You got to finish listening to this, okay. Ted.
Right.
So he said there's a hierarchy... Main chick, side chick, and then hoe at the bottom.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, it was rules of the game, and Holly's like, I don't.
And Holly was content that, considering the circles she runs in, the girls that Freaky Deaky calls his side chicks would not get any play with the girls. They're different groups of girls, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Holly's girlfriends. They're, you know, she takes pictures with them and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to.
I don't think that's the class that Freaky Deaky.
Yeah, I don't think they're accepting the McDonald's value meal.
We figured out very quickly. We've got two different conversations going on. They're not. They're running parallel, but they will not ever intersect exactly.
No.
What Freaky's telling you is just different than what Holly lives in, the kind of more the IG model type of influencer
girls
type
who wind
of party
up,
girl.
Girls who wind up with athletes from time to time.
Yeah. That's not what Freaky's talking about.
And Freaky's girls get freak.
They get the freak.
And
chicken nuggets.
And chicken nuggets.
You get the value.
Holly, they ain't going for no chicken nuggets.
Do you stand out in a line? Are you in one of those 70-car lines to get some Burger King?
Oh, my God. The Burger King right next to my house. I mean, it's a block away. There were 50 cars in line.
When I left your house, there was a car parked there and three cars behind them. So I'm like, I got in line just... I think I should be in line. I don't know what I was. Yeah. I guess I was going to get food. I don't know. This is at 9:50. And finally, this one car wasn't moving. And I noticed some cars would leave out of the line or whatever. And so I went up to the door and kind of tapped on the door. The manager came over. He goes, yeah, that person won't leave the line. They know we're not open until 11. And even then, we're trying to get food from other stores so we can feed people because we ran out. But they refuse to leave the line. So it's causing other... Like, people, it's causing people to line up. So he and I went out there and told people, there's no food. This person just won't leave. Like, they were in the drive-thru. Like, I'm not leaving until there's some food in this place. Like, okay.
My God.
They're not leaving until there's food.
There was a guy on the news that said he was there in line for 4 hours.
Yeah, I ate local. I went to Pizza King. And And, you know, it's pizza.
So, PK opened?
Yeah, it was open. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, they were cash only. I guess I had some issue with the credit card. Yesterday, I went something. The card stuff was fine. I was like, but I've worked at a pizza place, and you have to, like, use water to make dough. And we're under a boil water notice. I was like,
I know,
did you guys boil this water?
I was thinking the exact same thing. You're
going
to have to just trust.
Yeah, you got to trust.
You're going to have to trust.
There's a big trust factor.
Like the very day after all the freeze and the ice, all the La Michoacan was the panderia and the it's the meat market and it's got a grocery. They were open. Their doors, there was a line around the people just standing there. Jerusalem market, the Middle Eastern market, this other market that's Middle Eastern, Aladdin, the Middle Eastern market. They're all open. You know what they're doing? Doors open, no power, and they're just checking out with their phone. They're just using the phone calculators on iPhone. And I'm like, can y'all taking credit cards? I thought they might have one of those little, you know, squares, like where you swipe and they go, cash only. And I realized, oh, this is the Super Bowl. You have a disaster where people are in rushing to get all the groceries they can't, and I mean, they're open 24 hours now. Like, come on in and get whatever. See,
dude, those places that Burger King, and then I saw McDonald's. It was around on Richmond, and then the Wendy's as well. Taco Bell was open. Wendy's had a line around the, but McDonald's had a line around the block. Burger King, Taco Bell is like, hey, anybody want to come in?
I wonder what that's about.
I don't think the Taco Bells were open because I saw three different ones and no one was ever there. People get Taco Bell all the time. They must not have been open. Their light was on.
Let's go back to the, they must have boiled the water. Look, as a person who worked at a pizza place and made dough, you got to get the right heat and stuff. But you do that with the faucet. You have a thermometer and it tells you, all right, add more cold water because it's too hot to make the dough. We didn't have a stove. How are they boiling their water at a pizza place?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah. I mean, it was a temperature gauge. You turn on the faucet. Oh, that's too hot. Add some cold water. Where's the stove?
There's no stove at a pizza place?
For what reason? Like the sauce, it warms up in the oven. You don't need to cook that. Everything warms up in the oven. Why would you need a stove at a pizza place?
Oh, I don't know. I guess
pizza's
the only thing you're ever going to do.
How are they going?
Yeah, but even chicken wings, you slide through the oven.
How are they going to get it boiled?
How do you boil water at a pizza place? Why would you have a stove?
You're the one eating it. That's with your microbiotic. Some of that stuff to Jamie Lee Curtis.
After my first slice,
gives women to help their stomachs get better.
Probiotics.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
you have to start eating some of that yogurt.
Eat away at your stomach, though?
After I ate the first slice,
starts looking like Jamie Lee Curtis.
After I ate the first slice, I was like, wait a minute. I've worked at one of these places. There's no stove.
Hey, there's no boiling water.
Does the oven, is it so hot that it doesn't matter at that point? I don't know.
Running the water through the little pizza turnstile here, just waiting for it to boil?
Look, these are questions that need. Papa John's was open, too. One of the chains. There are no stoves back there. How are you boiling water? These are questions that need to be asked.
These are really serious questions. All right, let's get Dr. Funyun in here before we take a break. We said we would answer your calls. What's up, Dr. Funyun?
Gentlemen, how are you? I hope you guys are doing well after all this stuff.
Doing good.
We are. Thank you.
Good, good, good. I just want to clarify. I called in to talk about how you properly celebrate your team's championship win. So... I just want to thank you guys. You guys are a staple in our community. You guys are always there for us whenever things go bad.
Not really.
We
weren't there. we weren't there all week, but okay.
Yeah, but in heart we were.
Yeah.
In spirit.
Well, you guys are vital to getting the community started back up. I don't live in Texas. I live in North Carolina, but you know, I felt really bad for you guys when I was taking my hot showers and sitting in my warm house watching TV. But I have a question. Everyone here in North Carolina won't shut up about Deshaun Watson. So I just want to know I know that's the new hot topic they're talking about is Deshaun to Carolina. I want to know if that's really even a possibility because I've heard about them giving up the running back and a couple firsts.
Dell, do you remember what the proper celebration was? What was your call?
It was about the Astros, right?
Yeah, what did you say the proper celebration was?
Once the Astros win, or your team wins the championship, I'm not an Astros fan, once the Astros won the championship, I went right to the hub and celebrated for
about
3 minutes.
To the hub.
Oh, yeah, because we had that story about people running a porn hub after the Bucks won or whatever.
He calls it the hub. And we talk about it when you run to the hub. It's just called making a run to the hub.
Oh, because of what we talked about?
Yeah, what we talked about.
Everybody went right to the hub.
Yeah. So did you? That's why he asked us.
He said, what's your search of what's your search of choice whenever your team wins championship?
Like when the Astros won, did you immediately go to the hub and go?
Like what were your keywords feet. In your yeah. when you went to the hub?
Pretty yours was pretty feet.
I like pretty feet.
Yeah.
Was it a feet thing for you, Lance?
Not really, no. I've never searched that. That's not really, like I said, that's not one of those things.
It's not a fetish?
No, not
that
like
that.
Is that
a Rex Ryan thing?
No, not like Rex Ryan.
No. No. Well, you say that. Nobody
it's
wants,
really,
to, be,
you know what
nobody
I figured
wants
out?
To be like Rex Ryan.
You know what I figured out? It's not I like pretty feet as much as I hate ugly feet.
Okay. Well,
that, yeah, okay, I okay. get that. But yeah,
I mean,
I hate losing more than I like winning.
Like Pat Riley.
Right.
Winning is losing is misery.
Is Deshaun to Carolina a real thing?
No.
Yes.
Oh, three first rounders.
Not
first rounders
for Christian McCaffrey.
If they give up three first rounders and Christian McCaffrey, yes.
And Teddy Bridgewater. Well, it can be a thing.
Yes.
It can be a thing
Everybody
for anyone.
Everybody is a thing if they give up the
Anything can be a thing, potentially. Yeah. So, Jason LaComfort said he thinks the Texans will eventually blink, but it's going to take time. He said, my guess is the Texans will blink, but it won't be until sometime in mid-April, which is kind of what I've thought the whole time. Yeah. This is just going to be a lot of talk and speculation. Yeah. He thinks they will eventually blink before the draft. So, yep. I don't know. I don't know that they are. I don't know for sure that they are.
I'm torn. I really believe that they're going to keep him, but, man, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly for a little while. We'll see. We can talk about that. We've got. I still want to talk about the division and the consequences from the Wentz trade. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Patrick Chastain last night, and he said, listen, we've got work cargo vans from across the country. Bring them in here. If you're a plumber, if you're a contractor, you right now need, you got to have these work cargo vans, and they've got them at Chastain Ford. They will have them. They will have them in stock. They will customize them to whatever your business is. They're the number one for business vehicles. Number one in this city for commercial vehicles. So if you're looking to buy that new, because you've got to add on. If you're a plumber right now, oh my goodness, you are killing it in this city, and you need more trucks. They've also got F-150s with built-in generators. How's this? Is that perfect? You have a built-in generator on your F-150. How's that? That's what's happening with the 2021s. And they still got, if they got the 2020s in stock that they're getting rid of. They got to get rid of all the Explorers in stock. They got to get rid of everything. If now is the time that you have found that you need that new commercial vehicle or you want that new F-150 with the generator, all you got to do is go to Chastain Ford, or you can do it all online. And there's no add-ons anywhere. You go to the dealership or at home. You can shop at home at ChastainFord.com or get to 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. They're open today at Chastain Ford.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:47 ESPN 97.5. So Carson Wentz for a... Boy, you want to talk about a salary dump, this whole thing. I mean, when you're... Was he one overall or two overall?
He was number two. Jared Goff was one.
Yeah,
but they
Jared.
Gave up. They right. traded up twice to get him.
Right.
They had to trade up from back to a closer pick so that they could use that to trade up.
Right.
So they traded up twice. They gave away a lot of picks for Carson Wentz.
And so, I mean, and that sets a franchise. There's no question. The whole thing sets a franchise back. And they get a second, a conditional second, which can turn into a first, if he plays 75% of the snaps this year, or that he plays 70% and they make the playoffs.
Right.
And they get a third in this year's draft. Talk about, wow, did you lose on that deal? And they take a $33 million cap hit, which is the largest in NFL history.
I think Chris Ballard got a pretty good deal. I mean, if it's not going well with him, you throw him on the bench and you basically risk the second and a third for a potential quarterback of the future. It's worth the gamble if you're the Colts. A second and a third? I mean, they've been accumulating picks anyway through the draft. If they give up a first, that means things have probably gone fairly well, at least probably as well as with Philip Rivers, I would imagine. Because if it's not, if you're not going to, you know, if he's not playing well, you're not going to play him, and you're going to maintain, you're going to make sure that two doesn't become a one. I just think, I mean, you look at the differences, what Matt Stafford was given, and you know, what he commanded, and then make no mistake, once again, it's always a sliding scale based on the amount of money you that a team's going to have to take on, except for in this particular case, and usually that's across the board, but for Deshaun Watson, he's getting paid what a market value is for a top-tier quarterback. I don't think his contract is going to matter to anyone when it comes time to, well, to trade.
Well, the only thing, I mean, actually, the Colts got a bargain. 25, 22, 25, 26.
If he's a good quarterback.
If he's a good quarterback. Yeah. But what quarterback that's a good starting quarterback for a playoff team in the NFL is only costing you over the next 4 years, 25, 22, 25, and 26? Those are great numbers.
Yeah. Once again, if he's a good quarterback, you actually – this is a tremendous deal for Ballard. He got a guy who's on a relatively solid contract if he's good. And once again, this is all a speculative trade based on Frank can get him right, our offensive line can get him right. We got a young Michael Pittman. We still got T.Y. Hilton. We got a young quarterback. Basically what they're saying is we're going to give him everything he needs. We're going to give him his quarterback. I mean, his quarterback guru, Frank Reich. And then, you know, and if they miss, it was a second and a third. That's not the most expensive.
No.
You know, that's a relative. Remember, a second and third was the Texans gave away a third for Gerrion Conley for 2 years. They gave away a second round pick for, obviously, Brandon Cooks. Oh, yeah, 1,000 yards. He has 1,000 yards. It was a meaningless 1,000 yards. This is a quarterback position.
Yep.
We're talking about, at worst case scenario, the Colts are going to give up a first and a third for a potential future starting quarterback. Over the long term, it's well worth the gamble for them.
And T.Y. is a free agent, so they're going to have to make some decisions at wide receiver.
But T.Y. was useless with Phillip Rivers, which I knew was going to be the case.
How much do you want to pay 32-year-old T.Y. Hilton?
Does T.Y. want to be here? I'd give him I'd offer T.Y. a 3-year deal and probably give him in the neighborhood of, they've got money, probably give him in the neighborhood of $15 million a year. In that neighborhood, and say, look, T.Y., will give you $20 million guaranteed. There's a contract for $45 million, 3 years.
What do you think Fuller's going to command?
Something similar.
Yeah.
I think.
Would you rather have a younger Fuller who's fast, too, or would you rather have T.Y. Hilton?
Honestly, I mean, T.Y. gets hurt from time to time, but he plays. The thing with Fuller is I don't know that they'd be willing to pay that money for a guy with his extensive injury history. But you'd rather have Will Fuller.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have Will Fuller.
You'd rather have Will Fuller, although the more dynamic player is T.Y. Hilton. But Will Fuller, I mean, you'd rather have Fuller because you got Pittman on the other side, too. He can get the short and intermediate stuff. You let Will Fuller go hunt for big plays.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd probably rather have Will Fuller
if both were healthy.
If
it's the same neighborhood of money. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. Probably. Well,
I think I've looked it up.
Fuller's
probably
about 15.
I think that's what we're probably talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Texans are not. I'm to the point now where what's the point in keeping Will Fuller what's the point in Will Fuller staying if he doesn't think Deshaun's going to be here? And if you don't think Deshaun is a long-term guy, what's the point in signing Will Fuller? I mean, you basically need to be dumping cap. See, I don't agree with the concept of getting rid of also Laremy Tunsil. I hear people talk about that. I've heard football people talk about if you trade Deshaun, you might as well trade Laremy Tunsil. I'm like, man, you gave up 2 first-round picks for him. Like, he's still a good player at his position. Why? What's the point of getting rid of Laremy Tunsil? I never understood this getting rid of players who have some talent just so you can go speculate on their position in the future. You don't have a left tackle. I don't think Titus Howard is a left tackle of the future. I think he's more of a right tackle. I don't want to go speculating on left tackle again. You got him. You overpaid for him. Too bad. You gave him a bad contract. Now you got to deal with it. But at least you have the player. Why would you want to get rid of something and then you need it again? I'm sure he will. He'll have one of his little bags. I can tell you this. I don't think some of the guys on the Joe Moore Award Selection Committee, more than one of his Instagram pictures has shown up on our text string. Like, offensive linemen are not supposed to do this. This is not offensive line stuff. He's not in the club anymore. Like, he's a little bit of a fancy pants.
Yeah.
He's as Dell calls it.
I've Dell's never used fancy the term pants. Fancy pants.
I think you did. You said he's a fancy pants.
No, that sounds like something straight out of an offensive line coach's vernacular. Oh, he's a bit of a fancy pants.
King Tunsil. Hey, let's see.
He's a fancy pants.
I'm going to go. I'm just
going to want him around,
he's
clearly of NBA player swag.
Yes.
He is what not would the traditional you do? O-lineman.
This is his last Instagram post. It says, what would you do? 128 Choo Choo Hermes. And he's got his Hermes stuff on. He's got his Hermes collection. Like I said, and of course, Charles Minnu, who's the first one. Fire! Lonnie Johnson, drip!
See, that's a Russell. He should be hanging with Russell Westbrook. He should be missing threes the way he's dressing. That's
well, this is his second.
The equivalent of is getting called for false starts.
This is his second. And then all his teammates do is talk about how awesome it is. De'Aaron King, that's hard. See, that's his picture. Like,
I could see him losing about 80 pounds as soon as he's done. Because he's got to be stylish.
Yeah, it's just so, like, this is not typical offensive line stuff. The pictures are just about his drip.
Yeah.
Somebody has to go stand in front of him and wait for him to walk down, and then they take the picture like this one, you know, the action shot. Like,
yeah.
It's not, he has so many of these. It can't just be somebody, hey, I don't even know if you know this, Laramie, but I took a picture of you while you're walking.
$22 million, you could hire somebody to be your personal photographer.
True.
I think he has.
Yeah.
And you look at Laramie Tunsil, even the way he puts on his uniform on the field. He's got the pants above the knee. He's got small
the no
pads.
Sock stuff. This is an NBA guy.
He's an athlete certainly, but he is a lineman who considers himself. Look, if I was a little smaller, I could play wide receiver.
Yeah,
he's that type.
Oh, no.
Yes,
and I can carry a purse to the stadium.
And actually, you know what?
Well,
I was at the
though.
Oh no.
That already.
Yeah, he does. But I was watching. I was at the Ole Miss Oklahoma State game when Laramie Tunsil was there at the Sugar Bowl. And Laramie Tunsil was actually, this is not a lie, they were throwing him, he was doing one-hand catches in the end zone, like practicing his one-hand catches on the, you know, it was Cody Core, who was a wide receiver that they had at that time. And then Laramie Tunsil was also catching those. And he was throwing, let me tell you something. If they had a trick play where you saw Laramie Tunsil, like, drops 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage and it's a double pass, that Joker can rip it. He can throw a tight spiral. He's got a good pass, but no, Laramie is he's a fashionista, which is a little unusual for an offensive lineman. Like I said, sometimes I wonder if this is when you look at him and some of the other Instagram pages. I just wonder like where football is on the pecking order. I know people behind the scenes in that place that have formerly been there said it's not as high as you'd like it to be. You'd like for it to be higher.
757 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us here. Anything you want to talk about, you can get in. Come on, 713-780-3776. Right now I'm talking about Doc Linville, and that's 975hair.com, 975hair.com. I think about Doc Linville a lot. Doc Linville is an awesome guy, but Doc Linville, you know, when I look in the mirror and I see all the hair, I'm like, and it's all because of Doc Linville. I mean, it was awful before. It really was. It was bad. I had, you know, I was mangy. I had all these holes in my head. And anytime I looked at the back of my head, I'd be like, oh, my goodness, that's just terrible. That is just, that's awful. That's me? That's me in that picture? Goodness great. Don't take any pictures from behind. Now I'm like, what else? Okay, I turn around actually for pictures now. Okay. When people are taking a picture with my wife, now all of a sudden I'll just turn around, okay? And I'll say, now, how's that picture? Perfect, because of Doc Linville. And I love that. And you will love it too. You will be confident. You will love that you have hair. If you're sick of having a bald spot or being bald, then just find out how easy and simple this whole process is. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.